something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. I think we're all still trying to get our head around the budget and it came early this year. Maria McHugh is here from McHugh Accounting and Consultancy. We're going to have a quick look at it today, Maria. Thanks for coming on.
No problem, Trina. Thanks a million for having me. I'm delighted.
So overall, do you think this is a good budget?
So Trina, look, I think it's fair to say that there was a lot of talk about this budget before it came out and the objective of the budget was really to combat the cost of living crisis that we're all facing. I think after seeing the budget, I think it's fair that families, individuals and households will have some savings out of it. But really, to see how far these savings will go towards fighting the cost, the increasing cost that we're seeing, that's really yet to be seen. But I do think that generally everybody should have some savings in their pocket.
Yeah, better than a kick in the bum, as I say.
100%. That is it. That is
so for the individual, so say let's focus on the working person first of all. When it comes to your tax credits and how much tax you're paying, where do we stand now?
So really for employees, there's three benefits that they're going to get. The first one is that the standard rate tax band, that has actually gone up to €40,000. And really what that means is that you can earn up to €40,000 and you'll be taxed at the standard tax rate. Whereas before the band was less, it was at €36,800. So anything over that would have been at the higher rate. So that's really a saving of about €640. So that's good. The other thing then is that there has also been an increase in the personal tax credits, the employee tax credits and the earned income tax credits. Now that will cover all employees if you're PYE, public service or self-employed. Generally, employees get two of those credits. So again, that's another benefit to you of €150.
Yeah.
And then lastly, the USC rate band, that's increased. And again, that's generally between a saving of €30 to €40. So just to put a bit of context on it, if you're a single person and you're earning, say, between €40,000 and €45,000, you're going to be better off by about €831.
Do you have to do anything with revenue or will they sort that out for you?
No, that's all going to be done as part of your payroll.
Right, okay.
So nothing to do there.
Yeah. Can I ask you just a question? When
sure.
It comes to people who are assessed as a single person, yet they might be married, how do you find yourself better off? Are you better off being assessed as a single person or a married person?
That is kind of a hard one to answer without, I suppose, the circumstances in front of me.
Yeah.
It all depends on, for example, if you're married, it depends on if both spouses are earning. If one is earning and maybe one might be at home with the kids, you would probably be better off to be jointly assessed.
Yeah.
However, married couples don't have to be jointly assessed. They can stay as single people or they can kind of pool together their credits. It really depends, though, on the circumstances. But it is definitely well worth looking into, especially with the increases in the tax credits. And if you have somebody at home or who is earning less, definitely look into being jointly assessed if you're married.
Probably not worthwhile if you're two people on a similar wage or you're both earning a decent wage, as they would say.
Yeah, no, fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, probably not. But again, no harm in looking into it. It costs nothing to ask the question. And if you're a few quid better off, well, how bad, you know?
Yeah. Now, childcare. We've got a bit of a boost in childcare.
I suppose for families, there's a good couple of things that have come in for families. I suppose the big one is going to be the creche fees. What has happened there is that the government pays a subsidy to the childcare providers and that subsidy has trebled. So really they estimate that the savings for parents is going to be between €1,200 and €2,000 per child a year. Now obviously look, there's a few stipulations around that. They have to be in the National Childcare Scheme and childcare providers have to be registered and all that. But that is definitely a good saving for parents that's coming down the line. Also, they've announced that there is going to be a double child benefit payment paid in November. That's a benefit of €140 per child. If you're like me, I have three children, I'm going to get €420. So I'm delighted.
Brilliant.
it's great. Also, if your children are of school going age, there's free school books coming, now not until next September, but coming all the same. And also then the free GP care for children, that's going to be extended to 6 and 7 year olds. And again, that's something else that's coming down the line in 2023. So look, you know, not bad. And also one other thing is the working family payment for families who are eligible for that. They will get a lump sum of €500. But also, and most importantly, the threshold to be eligible for that payment, that has also increased. So there might be a lot of families out there who previously weren't eligible for it. So it is well worth going back now and having a look at that again and seeing if you're now going to be eligible for that, because that is a good payment to be in for.
Does that childcare subsidy for the creches, does that extend into, you know, after school care for kids in primary school, etc.?
Do you know, I don't know is the honest answer. We haven't seen the details of that scheme yet. So look, yet to be seen. But like I said, for childcare providers to be eligible for that subsidy, they do all need to be registered with the National Childcare Scheme. I know maybe some families might fall into the trap where their childminder is not registered with the National Childcare Scheme. So then they won't be actually eligible for that reduction. So it is really all childcare providers in the National Childcare Scheme. Okay. And look, hopefully it will extend as far as possible so that as many parents as they can avail of it.
I always thought that was the one crazy thing because, you know, I'm a parent myself, but you're going out to work, so you have to pay for childcare so you can go out to work, pay your taxes, and then you're getting nothing back. It's like, where's the help?
100%. And I mean, in my own case, I have three small children. I missed the boat on the creches when my own daughter, now almost eight, was born back in 2015. And I ended up kind of taking a massive career break for 7 years. And I'm only recently, after getting back into it, and starting up my own business. So yeah. I fully understand the pressure, you know, and even the wait times for creches. It's all unacceptable. But yeah. Look, hopefully this new scheme anyway will go some way towards helping out parents, because we really need it.
Yeah, I'll never forget millions of phone calls that I was making to creches. I mean, everywhere, not even anywhere even convenient for me to try and get a place.
And you're pleading with them. Yeah. I did it myself, and it, you know, it's awful. And I don't know now, will this make things better or worse for creche places? Mm. But look, hopefully it'll soften the blow on the cost.
And you know, actually, a lot of places won't even take them if they're under the age of one as well. So it's madness that the, you know, your maternity benefit doesn't extend to a year.
Exactly.
But yes, you can't get the childcares. But that's another kettle of fish anyway.
Exactly. That's another day's chat. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Now, older people, how do they fare from the budget?
So the older people, obviously a huge concern for the older people was the rising energy costs. How are they going to keep themselves warm in the winter? So look, good news for them. They're getting a lump sum amount of €400 for the fuel allowance. That's going to be paid in November. But again, another thing to remember, the threshold for your eligibility for that allowance, that has also gone up, and that is going up in January. So for your parents, grannies, elderly neighbours, whoever it is, definitely get them to check if they are now going to be eligible. Also then, for kind of the weekly payments that are given, the pension is going to go up by €12, and same for the carers allowance, and there's going to be Christmas bonus as well. And anyone who gets the living alone allowance, they're also getting a lump sum as well. So look, hopefully a few things in there as well to help out the older people in our society, which is very important too.
Yeah, absolutely. I was only saying, you know, my mother-in-law has to get a taxi to her hospital appointments, and she is practically living in the hospital. I mean, there three, four times a week, and it's £25 per trip for her. So we were thinking, oh, that's great. Now that €12, that'll get her halfway to the hospital
halfway
on one of the
there.
Days, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, crazy.
Oh, look,
crazy.
It's not a lot. And I know, you know, people were calling for more. But look, I'm, I suppose, choosing to take a bit of a positive look in all this. And it's something. It is a saving for some people. And look, let's be positive and take it like that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, social welfare generally.
Yes. So I suppose, like I touched on, the weekly payments, they went up by €12. So that's the job seeker's benefit, job seeker's allowance, your carers, pensions. There's going to be the Christmas bonus paid in December. There's a carer support grant. They're going to get a lump sum. I mean, I know the carers in Ireland, you know, they really don't get a lot of support. So it's really nice to see that coming in. There's a cost of living double payment in October as well. And then, like I said, the double payment for the child benefit, and also then the fuel allowance. So that's looking good. And I suppose something that I think I omitted to say, the electricity credit, that's coming in for all households. So that's going to be a big windfall for everyone. There's going to be three payments of that. The first one is going to be made before Christmas, and that's going to be €200. And then there's going to be another two payments of €200 made in 2023. So look, hopefully something to help us there as well.
And finally, Maria, we'll just touch on the renters.
Yes.
Renters did get something.
They did get something, finally, my God. There's a tax credit for renters, and that's €500 per annum. Now, I suppose one thing to say about that is you can't be getting any other housing supports. So anyone maybe in social housing, they would probably need to check their eligibility. For other people then, that's €500. You can claim it for 2022 and 2023. And I would imagine that is all going to be claimed through your My Account on revenue.ie. So it's important to have your login and your password and that up to date.
Yeah, I have a vague recollection of years ago getting something back on my rent when it came to my tax.
Yes.
It used to be a thing.
It did. And again, myself, back when I lived in Dublin, used to get it. It was there. God, oh, you're putting me on the spot now, Trina. I'm not sure exactly when it was abolished, but I think it kind of went around 2013, 2014. Mm. Now, I might be wrong on that. So renters have lost out on that credit for a number of years. So look, I'd say they're all very welcome to have that back again. And who knows, it might be extended out then in other budgets. But again, yet to be seen. But look, so far, it's €500 per annum per renter.
Okay, great. And the next thing they need to do is start building some actual houses. Wouldn't that be
yes.
great as well?
Oh my god.
Somewhere for the renters to actually go.
To go. And I suppose, look, you know, they did help out the first time buyers again. There's a great scheme out there. It's called the Help to Buy scheme. And basically it just helps first time buyers with their deposit that they need to purchase their house. That has been extended by 2 years as well to the end of 2024. So look, that's a good help as well. And you know, hopefully it'll help more people whenever the houses come online to buy them, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, Maria, very knowledgeable. Thank you so much for all the info today. In a nutshell, what we got out of the budget this week. Thanks very much, Maria McHugh there from McHugh Accounting and Consultancy. Thanks so much. And
great.
We'll be looking
Thanks,
at
Tina.
You on Instagram, by the way.
Oh, good. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.